Hi, and welcome to Rebel Soul Health Radio. I'm your host, Megan Pearson. I'm an ex-television director turned modern-day hippie who knows the importance of staying grounded in the everyday. As someone who has zigged when everyone else is zagging, it's only now, 4 decades into my life, that I see the true value in following your heart, intuition, and gut instinct. Problem is, most of us are lost on how to truly connect to our soul's desire. And we've been lied to about what it takes to find happiness from within. And it does not mean leaving your husband and moving to a foreign country to make it happen. I believe this Eat, Pray, Love movement that has been prominent these last years has done a real disservice to those of us that don't have the means or the desire to ditch our life in exchange for healing. I'm a passionate student of life, food, breath, and plant medicine, and use my years of experience working in the corporate world to help this magical work make sense to everyone. I'm here to share my story as well as what it took to move on from personal bankruptcy, bulimia, and alcohol addiction, plus how I found true healing that allowed me to embrace later in life pregnancy and motherhood after many health and fertility challenges along the way. If you're ready to step outside of your comfort zone, take your life and health into your own hands, and finally feel truly connected and in love with your body and soul, then join me every single week. Rebel Soul Health Radio will offer an intimate look into my world, my struggles and successes, as well as potent insight and tools for my guests, fabulous friends, and spiritual teachers, all with a no-bullshit approach to personal development, motherhood, spirituality, food freedom, and how to be a truly rebellious soul. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Rebel Soul Health Radio. I'm your host, Megan Pearson, recording this on a rainy holiday Monday here in Canada. So today I have a quickie here talking a little bit about our nervous system. But before we get into that, I want to let you all know that I've just updated the dates and information for my September Start Breath Alchemy Circle, which is my signature program that I offer. It's a 3-month virtual breath community. I am thick in the June through September one right now. I just launched and started the June one, the first week of summer, week of June 21st. I have 14 women moving through the 3 months of the summer holidays with me in this virtual breath container. And the next round begins in September. So again, it'll be 3 months of weekly breathwork sessions, monthly workshops, a private community using an app called Slack. I also have a library of breathwork audio and breathwork that you will have access to. So it's a really cool way for you to dive deep with breathwork. And even if you've never done breathwork before, it's the perfect way and time to introduce yourself to this amazing practice that has benefits for you on your physical, emotional, and spiritual level. So today's episode, I'm going to be talking about some of the cool stuff that breathwork can do for you. So you might have just heard my children banging on the bedroom door. I am recording both my kiddos out in the living room with their father. And as soon as they hear my voice coming from the bedroom or the office, they get very, very disturbed why I'm not out there with them. So apologies if you can hear that sound. Apologies to my little people for me taking 10 minutes to record this episode. So here on Rebel Soul Health Radio, I am committed to doing short episodes that allow you to drop in with my content, learn a little bit so that you can integrate it, incorporate it into your daily life, and then get on with your day, you know, because that's what it's all about. I'm a busy mom running my own business, working only 2 days a week. And so I know that we don't have much time to commit to our practices either. So I really want you to admit to yourself that you are important, that your self-care matters, and also begin to understand that you don't need to dedicate hours and hours of every single day. You don't need to fly off to exotic places in order to find yourself, but you can do it through a few minutes every day of just being really present and being really mindful with you. So I was out for a walk the other day with my dog, and I forgot how many wild rabbits there are here in Southwestern Ontario, where I'm currently living with my mom. And I kept seeing bunnies. And because I was with my dog, the rabbits would become aware of my dog's presence, and they would do one of two things. Either they would see us and the rabbit would spin on its wheels and go running in the opposite direction, or, which some rabbits did, they would just freeze and just play dead, just be super, super still. And it got me reflecting on our nervous system and how those rabbits were displaying the fight, flight, or the freeze response, which happens when we are in our sympathetic nervous system. When we are sensing danger, what we either do is try to fight it off, which these rabbits did not do, obviously. Freeze, become invisible to perhaps miss the, in you know, the oncoming doom or risk, or the flight, which is turn around and run the opposite direction. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that on the episode today. So you may have heard something of something called mirror neurons before. These are some fascinating brain cells that are like the superheroes of our social interactions. Mirror neurons, I'm having trouble saying that, mirror neurons allow us to understand and connect with others by mirroring their actions and their emotions. It really is our secret code that lets us decode the intentions and feelings of those around us. So it's kind of like a superpower, but it's innate in all of us. So why does it matter? Why am I talking about mirror neurons when I'm here to talk about the nervous system? Well, newsflash, your regulated nervous system doesn't just impact your own well-being, but it has the power to regulate everyone around you thanks to these mirror neurons. There's a reason that your dog gets more worked up the more you yell at them to stop barking, right? Which is something I've also been witnessing. My dog is an ever-barking dog these days, especially at my mom's partner. When he comes to visit, my dog will not stop barking. And of course, what I've done, what many dog owners do, is we yell, stop barking, and all the dog is actually hearing is, oh my God, keep going. So I've been trying to try a calmer approach. And when my dog barks, I say, it's okay, Sonny. It's just Steven. And then I'll walk over to the dog and be super calm. And, you know, it's not really working, but I know this is probably a better solution. And if you have any input about how to get a dog that barks incessantly at the same person every time they enter the house, please let me know. Okay, I digress. Back to the topic here. Another example is the idea of have you ever tried to rock a baby to sleep from a state of frustration, which I'm sure if you have ever had a child, a young baby that is refusing sleep, you've been there. You know, you're in a sleep deprived rage and you're trying to rock your baby to sleep. The baby's screaming. The baby's not want to sleep. We get super stressed out. And then what happens? The baby gets more stressed. The baby does not want to fall asleep, right? Does not happen. It's because the dog or the baby in this case are feeling our stressed out vibe and are really not paying attention to our words or our actions. They're feeling our energy more so. So allowing our bodies to adopt a state of more groundedness when we are in the quote social engagement system that is innate in our nervous system, this can positively influence your pets, your neighbors, and especially your children. So why do we want to settle for anything less than an optimally functioning nervous system? Okay. So enter breathwork, the ultimate tool for gaining flexibility and adaptability. By understanding the intricacies of our nervous system, we can become a facilitator of change in the world around us. Breathwork allows us to expand the capacity of our nervous system like stretching a rubber band, but in a safe and gradual manner. It's through these challenges like we are faced in daily life, but in breath work, we get to kind of mirror the stress response we have in life, but in a controlled setting. We get to then truly grow and learn from it. So let's talk about something called polyvagal theory, which was discovered by a brilliant doctor, Dr. Stephen Porges. Porges. P-O-R-G-E-S. For a long time, it was said that our nervous system experiences either the fight or flight, aka sympathetic, or rest and digest, the parasympathetic states, right? This is what a lot of us have learned. Yoga teachers talk about this all the time. But Dr. Porges shed light on a whole new dimension to explore, which is our social engagement system. This is a playful mix of activation and calm, and this is where the magic happens. Imagine experiencing both the thrill of being fully alive and the serenity of calm lakeside living at the same time. It's the sweet spot where your parasympathetic state resides, the perfect balance of nuanced activation and tranquility. So let's break down these three states a little bit more. So first we have the fight or flight state. This is the sympathetic response. This is what I talked about with the bunny, right? This is the survival strategy. This is when your inner superhero is ready to take on tigers and conquer the world. This is where anger, rage, irritation fuel your fight, while hyperarousal, panic, and fear fuel your flight. Physiologically, your blood pressure rises, your adrenaline surges, and digestion takes a back seat. Next up, we have the free state, the emergency mode of your primal self. When the dorsal vagal nerve takes the stage, when we move into the dorsal response, you enter a stage of shutdown or numbness. It's like your body has hit the pause button, waiting for a signal to come alive again. So this is actually a more extreme response than the fight or flight response. This is when we move into immobility or disassociation. This reaction is where we feel hyperarousal, numbness, shame, hopelessness, and overwhelm. When you're in this state, imagine this is when you hear a voice inside your head saying things like, it's hopeless, or don't bother, or nothing will ever change. You'll never get better. Think of this when you have a million things to do, but rather than just actually doing any of them, you find yourself scrolling on social media, which is me. When I'm in a super overwhelmed state and I've got lots going on, I'll look at my to-do list, I'll feel super overwhelmed, and then I'll shut down and then mindlessly find myself scrolling Instagram, right? It's totally a shutdown response. So last but not least, we have this rest and digest response, which is the parasympathetic, also known as the ventral vagal state. And now you can Google polyvagal theory and learn about all of these different states in more specificity, but I just wanted to get you really understanding these three phases at the basic level. So the ventral vagal state is your ticket to feeling safety and being in homeostasis. This is where our social engagement system resides. And when we're here, we are grounded and joyful and connected to ourself and to the world. It's the ultimate power up for your digestion. This is where the best digestion or our immune system response is in its best optimal state. And our ability to form meaningful connections lives here as well. You're not so calm to be, you know, anywhere close to being in a shutdown state, but you're not so activated that you're chemically ill-equipped to bring yourself back into balance after exerting energy and connection. So you can easily go from being calm to creating to coming back to calm stillness. And, you know, the way that I've read once about explaining what this state is like is, you know, a picture controlling or riding a horse. You're riding on the back of a horse back to the stable. While you're trying to maintain a certain speed of that horse, you will, you know, naturally pull back on the reins a little bit and release them in a nuanced way to ensure that the horse maintains an appropriate speed, right? Likewise, the ventral vagal nerve allows activation in a nuanced way, thus offering a different quality than the sympathetic activation where it is very extreme. Here's the plot twist, though. Unresolved trauma can throw a wrench into our body's ability to adapt in a natural way. Having trauma in our life and in our body, whether real or perceived, can be like living in a perpetual fight or flight mode where every single day we go into normal day-to-day activities feeling like they're battlegrounds. Breathwork assists in us exploring states outside of our baseline that for many of us, thanks to modern-day stressors, is the sympathetic state, so that we can begin to lean into the happy place of connection in the middle. So when we do practice breathwork, we look at a couple of areas of concentration. So depending on where we are coming from in our nervous system, we will play with the breath, what type of breath we use. So we need to focus our breathing rhythms that will invite the desired state we're looking to play with. So if we're living predominantly in a sympathetic state, we want to bring in a bit more of the calm state, right? The parasympathetic. So breath rhythm is one area that we have to look at. As a facilitator, this is what I think about. So breath rhythm is made up of the breath pattern, whether we breathe through the nose, through the mouth, or both, and the intensity or the speed and the depth. If we're looking to activate the body, so if we are working, you know, from a state of shutdown and we want to slowly start to titrate in some activation and we're looking to stir up the energy, then we might breathe with an open mouth using shallow, quick breath patterns with the emphasis on the inhalation. Should we be seeking to bring in a more calm for like more calmness for a breather who is perpetually in a heightened state of arousal, I would likely work with deep inhales through the nose and with like elongated longer exhales. So when we're working with the breath, it's really important that we focus on different patterns and depths and speeds, etc., to address the nervous system response that we are trying to balance or bring in. Embodiment practices like breathwork, yoga, body awareness can be our allies in resetting our nervous system and reclaiming our social engagement biology. We do have the power to transform ourselves and those around us just by becoming a more regulated version of us. And if I've ever seen this at work, it is me currently spending most of the days with my two children, and I 100% see that if I am coming from a calm place, if I take time to do yoga, if I sit with, you know, myself in ceremony for a few moments, even just every single day, I'm able to mother from a more grounded space. So at my children do have their big responses to hurting themselves or fighting over a toy. If I'm super calm and in my social engagement state, then they are much more equipped to bring themselves back into that same place as well. And it's been really, really beautiful to watch this in action. If you have any questions about any of this, you know where to find me. You can shoot me a message on Instagram at Rebel Soul Health Radio or at Coach Meg Pearson. You can shoot me an email, meg@meganpearson.ca. Make sure you have subscribed to my newsletter list if you haven't. I'm going to be dropping links in the show notes here on my website for the Breath Alchemy Circle, which again launches in September. And I didn't mention there is an early bird price and some bonuses if you reserve your place before the end of July. So you're going to want to check that out. And yeah, if you have any questions, shoot me a note. Love to hear from you guys. Wishing you a freaking awesome kickoff to July. Until next time. Thanks so much for listening, my rebel soul. Please, if you would be so kind, I would be grateful if you could share, subscribe, rate, and review the show. Please follow the show over on Instagram at Rebel Soul Health Radio and share what you thought about this week's episode. Don't forget to tag us. For more information on today's show, please head over to my website at meganpearson.ca. Until next time, rebels.